Good morning. How are you? We are blessed. Even though Jesus kicks us in the butt today in the gospel, we're still blessed. When he talks about hypocrisy, now I don't know if anybody knows you this or not, but we're all hypocrites. Do you know that? If you think, oh no, not I, Father, you're the biggest hypocrite here. We're all hypocrites. We all say we're going to do one thing. We all come to church. We all do these things. You look real holy. We praise and worship. But we still have in our hearts judgment, lust, dot, 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 fill in the blank. You know, I was on a five-day silent retreat this week. I made it. And the reality is this retreat was one of the biggest battles. I come out of there like exhausted because it was just a battle. A battle inside of me, and I'm going back and forth, and at the end I thought, did I win the battle? Did I lose the battle? I'm not really sure yet, but I know Christ won the battle. But one of the things he kept hitting me with was my own hypocrisy. And it's just like, I don't need to hear this from you right now, God. And he goes, oh, yes, you do. And I go, oh, please, no. But it was, shut up, as far as what I was at. Like, shut up, I don't want to hear it. Not, oh, please, no. But the reality is, first of all, we need to deal with our own hypocrisy. We need to know that all of us here, myself more than any of you, preach a good thing, we say one good thing, but our inside are not always that way. Again, it comes to years ago in 1990, think about how long ago that was now, when I was in Rome for the Worldwide Retreat for Priests and Sister Bridge McKenna was there. And I've told the story before because it's really made an impact with me. And she's looking at all us priests, you know, and deacons and cardinals and bishops. And we're all there like, oh, there's Sister Bridge. And she says, oh, fathers, who am I to talk to you? Oh, you're so holy. Oh, you're. And she was setting us up. And then she says, oh, everybody knows how wonderful you are, fathers and bishops and cardinals, but Jesus looks in your heart. What's in your heart, fathers? Is it anger at your bishop? Is it pride? Is it lust? Because that's what Jesus sees, and that's what he judges you on. And every one of us priests put our heads down one after another. A few didn't, someone hit them, and then they put their heads down. But the reality is, that the inside of us needs changed if the outside is ever going to be changed. If we're going to defeat the darkness on the external, if we're going to defeat the outside darkness, we need to first deal with the darkness inside of us. And James, you know, I don't know, I have no idea why the church threw out the verses it did today, but we got part of James today. And it wasn't even a good part. It was, you know, it's okay, but again, this is the, I want to read you the fullness of what we should have heard today, but the church took out these pieces. And it says, it cut out from here, 19 and following up to 22, but it says, keep this in mind, dear brothers, and this would fit perfectly in with the gospel today. Let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. I hate that. For a man's anger does not fulfill God's justice. Strip away all that is filthy, every vicious excess. And then we goes, that's what it threw out. And then it says, humbly welcome the word that has taken root in you with its power to save you. Act on this word. If all you do is listen to it, you are deceiving yourselves. So what James is telling us is he's showing us how to defeat the darkness inside of us. He's telling us how to defeat the hypocrisy that we need. And he tells us that we need to humbly welcome the word. And what does the word have the power to do? Did you hear it today? It is in this reading. It has the power to save us, to save you. And then he says what you need to do is act on it. You can't just listen to it. And every week we come to Mass. Every week we listen to the Word of God. Some of us hear it. Some of us do not. Some of us sit there and go, that was nice. Yeah, that one was like, I didn't like Father's homily. Do you like Father's homily? No, I didn't like it either. Oh, he's very arrogant. Whatever it is. But we don't hear the Word, and more so, then we don't act on it. And so he's telling us that we need to humbly welcome the Word in our lives. And again, that comes to we need to spend time every day with Jesus in his word. And, you know, it drives me crazy because no matter where I go, people constantly say, you know, Father, how come you priests don't talk about the Bible more and we should read the Bible? Now we say, whack! Have you ever heard a homily I've given? I think in all these years, more than anything else, you've heard about the need for daily Bible reading. Have you not? It's, and again, but a lot of you don't pay any attention, but the reality is you cannot say to me ever, Father, you never told us, because all I've told you. And when you stand before God on judgment day, he's going to say, I sent you the loudest mouth priest I had on earth. He was your pastor. And he told you all the time to spend time with me every day in the word, because that's where you'll find me. And see, when we do that, then what becomes the groundedness of us is Jesus. And then he defeats that darkness in me. He defeats that darkness in you. Not you, not me with our strength. I'm going to try better this time. I'm going to not get mad. I'm going to not do this. You betcha. You go to confession. I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more. I'm going to listen, Father. I'm going to do it this time. And then a month later, 2 weeks later, a day later, for some, I fell again, Father. Why? Because we're trying to live this Christian life under our own power. We're trying to make it a thing that any pagan can do. Any pagan in the world can decide, I'm going to stop doing this act, and I'm going to try real hard, boom, and I'm going to discipline myself. Okay, you can be a pagan and do that. But James is telling us how to best deal with it. Humbly welcome the word that has the power to save you. So if you want to be saved from the darkness, humbly welcome his word every day. Decide that you're going to spend time with his word every day. Get a Bible study and decide you're going to go through it every day. Decide you're going to read the Bible every day. Decide you're going to, before you get out of bed, open it up and spend time with him and his word. This morning it was great, because for me, when I, before I got out of bed and I opened the word and I asked the Holy Spirit to reveal it, it was just very something. It was second letter of Paul to Timothy. And it began with Paul to Timothy, my child, whom I love. And sometimes we forget that the saints in front of us and before us have been praying for us, and that they love us, and that the word of God has been given to us to save us. God does everything to save us, but we need to give and use the tools that he has given us. His word is the greatest power we have on this earth, next to the Eucharist. And when we really spend time, and to be honest, I think the problem with me is like no Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. So I go to the Bible in the morning, I get the word, I get the Bible at night before I get the word, but I don't spend enough time with it in the middle. And he goes, well, you're at least doing something right. But you know, if you really want my power, you're going to have to spend time with me and humbly welcome the word with its power to save you. So people, here it is, once again, laying it out in front of you, giving you the power to be saved, telling you what God says. He doesn't want us to be hypocrites, though we are. He wants us to be transformed by his word. And his word will save us. We just got to give him the time. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Don't lie to a priest. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.